Fisheries experts say the return of Chinook salmon to the Columbia River may not quite break records this fall as expected. Last year's run was a record, nearly 1.3 million strong. But as correspondent Anna King reports, future years may not bring these kinds of mighty schools.
At 10 a.m. at the Columbia Point Marina in Richland, boaters have already put in a pretty full day. On the water in early dark, trolling for big slabos of Chinook salmon. Now, some are hauling out to start the workday. Melvin Miller is a retired Hanford pipefitter. He says he got skunked. No fish this time, but earlier in the week.
Yeah, the very first one that we caught was bright enough to barbecue. But typically, everything I catch this time of year just goes in the smoker.
Fresh smoked fish might taste great, but don't get too used to hauling out jacks on the daily. That's according to Phil Anderson, director of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife.
The future is bright for us from a salmon perspective, but that is, we also have a lot of work to do to keep it in a good place.
Anderson was a guest on TVW's Inside Olympia program. He says the ocean conditions for salmon happen to be good right now, and that's just lucky. But there are things to look out for that will affect fisheries in the Northwest, like international fishing treaties that are up for renewal soon, and federal funding for programs like hatcheries and habitat protection. I'm Anna King in Richland.